Hello.
Hello, is this James?
That is James.
Hey James, how you doing? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Can you hear me okay?
Bank of who?
It's Bank of Cardiff, actually. I'm working on your loan approval from Utility Trailers of Dallas for the
Oh,
2007
okay.
rating.
I'm sorry. Owning a company, you got so many people calling you, and you don't know who they are. They just say it's James there, and you just you're like, okay.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. You probably get 15 calls a day or more.
Man,
Yeah, as soon as you're
what's going on, man?
I'm working on your approval here. I just had a couple questions for you. For one, were you the only owner of the business?
Yeah, I'm the only owner.
Okay, and that's for Smith and Son Trucking, right? Alrighty. And do you have any other trucks other than that one truck, or do you have a couple more?
No, I just got one truck.
Just the one truck.
I've been had like four or five people wanted to give want to come on, but you know when you're starting off, and I'm with Hallmark, and they only pool with surrounding areas. I don't have people from all over the states trying to get on with me because my company is that good as far as my record. You know, it's excellent. I done did almost over 100 loads this year with top brand companies. So, you know, I got people trying to get on, but I can't do it with that insurance company. But, you know, overall, I do pretty good. I mean, I could tell you more information, but you probably don't care about that.
No, absolutely. Actually, I'm glad you told me. I actually have to do a write-up on your company. I have to write up to my underwriter what you guys do and or what you do and you know what separates you from your competitors and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay. And I mean, you can, you know, you look at my CS score. Matter of fact, my contractor that I hired to work for me, he does my dispatching and networking, communicate with customers and things of that nature. He can tell you all this, you know, all the lows that I get and all that stuff that I'm telling you. And at the same time, you know, I mean, sure, I bring in a lot of money. But you know, just one person. But overall, I bring in an average about $13,000 a month.
Nice, it's really good money right there for one person. You can't beat that.
Yeah, I guess. But the only reason, you know, because I got to pay this truck note. So you know, truck note, insurance. You know, it's just like being an average man. But you know, I do pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like this week, I done made about $5,000 easy.
Nice.
And the week ain't even over with yet. So I got credentials and credibility to get me a trailer. Really, all I need is a trailer, and I can make more than that. But due to the fact that I get a lot of loadouts from companies, like for instance, this trailer is a dry van. It's a brand new 2016 dry van owned by Wells Fargo. You know what I'm saying? I had to have $50,000 coverage on it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
So I spent $500 last week to add that to my coverage with the interchange. And that's now all the other companies I got load out trailers with. CR England, Coyote Logistics, and I had to pay for that. But if you look at it at the end, if I had my own trailer, I wouldn't have to pay all that money every month for that.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is money that's automatically going in the trailers so I can be close enough to a trailer and grab it. And then after that, they call me and ask, do I want another one? But I really don't want another one. I want my own.
Well, yeah, I can set you up. My only concern is that is your hauling local mostly?
No, I'm hauling around the state.
Local within the state, though, right? Is it interstate or intrastate?
Intrastate is around all the states, right?
Okay, so you're just within the state of Texas?
No, I'm around the state. Is it interstate? Yeah, I'm interstate. I got my IFTAs and I got my TX. I can go anywhere. Texas to
gotcha.
Texas to New York, anywhere. I mean, I don't cool. Just last quarter, I don't been to at least about 30 states or been through 30 states.
Well, the reason I asked
it's
you is
funny.
Because
it's funny.
Well, the guidelines for the approval or purchase here are a little different. So in order for you to qualify for a loan for a trailer that's going to be out of state that you can go over state lines, you'd have to have two power units. You'd have to have two trucks. So for this actual transaction, I can still do it. We just have to say that it's, you know, it's inter, it's within the state of Texas. It's within the state.
I got my TX DOT number, so I mean I certify for inside Texas as well.
Okay, and what's that DOT number actually?
Man, it's so long. I have to literally pull. I'm actually driving right now. Hold on, let me see if I can get it for you. The number's so long, it's ridiculous.
It's not such a big deal, really. I mean, I just need to explain to them. So who's your local hauler that you haul with locally? You mentioned Hallmark. Is that right?
Well, that's my insurance company.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Not the card company.
But I haul with people all over. I mean, all the brokers are from different states, and eventually, about a couple of months, I have my own broker company as well. So.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, usually they're pretty strict until you have at least 2 years' time in business, or you have at least two power units, you know, two trucks. But other than that, I mean, there's ways around it. I know you do local hauling as well, so we can just say this trailer is going to be for local hauling. And is that a reefer trailer?
It's what, this trailer right here?
No, the Great Dane that you're about to purchase, the 2007.
It's actually a dry van. I would like a reefer trailer, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how much they're going to ask for one. I figure, you know, I'm really just just trying to be somebody. So I probably start, if I start out young, y'all probably give it to me, you know?
Yeah, I can do this. We just have to make sure that it's done intrastate through the whole process.
I got my TX number if you're ready.
You said TA, is that the same as the DOT?
Yeah, is it? But it's for Texas to Texas.
Okay, go ahead.
It's TA-475-306-34817.
So TA-475-306-34817.
Yeah, it's TA in Xavier, TA for Texas.
Oh, okay. TX. Gotcha. And that's just the DOT number?
Yeah, that's the Texas DOT number. I got right, a US, but you just need the TX. So.
Yeah, that'll work. And who is your local hauler that you haul through? Or your biggest contractor locally, I guess?
I don't know exactly. You will have to call my dispatcher. And he can give you all the information you need on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got somebody to do that stuff for me.
I think I have his number, actually. I think it was on the application.
Yeah, I put it on that paper. Yeah.
Okay. I think
and
his name was...
He's expecting your call, so...
Okay, cool. Okay, good. You actually, you know where Stephenville is?
Stephenville,
Texas.
That sounds familiar.
It's about, about maybe 50 miles southwest of Dallas, maybe 70 miles, something like that. That's where I was born at, actually. So.
Oh, yeah?
I was born in Texas, but I joined the Marine Corps out of high school, and I ended up in Southern California. So I'm out here in California.
Oh, okay.
In San Diego.
You had to get away, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I was an electrician for when I got out of the Marine Corps, and... Just working out in the heat in Texas, I couldn't imagine doing that, so I stayed out here.
it's ridiculous, man. So you like women and stuff up there? I know California kind of fast-paced.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Texas, I think, has the prettiest women I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
But,
you haven't been to Atlanta.
I've heard Atlanta, too, yeah.
Man, I'm married, and I fell in love with her mentally. And physically, but women in Atlanta, you'll fall in love with them physically.
Yeah, I have a buddy
that's a different type of danger.
Yeah, I mean, the women out here I'm dating a good girl now. She's actually pretty level-headed, but most of the California girls, I mean, for every good-looking girl, there's a guy just as good-looking, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of competition out here.
No, so everybody think they're a model down there.
something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody's from here either, so. But
Funny. Let me guess. Everybody get their eyebrows arched.
Yeah, you name it. I mean, I think up north for me, there's more silicone breasts in out here than there are real ones, I think, so. And I like the real ones myself.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like Sean is the one I can give a call to for Ace of Freight. That's your dispatch?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I can give him a call, and then that's your local number. And, oh, yeah, one thing, too. Do you have 3 months of business bank statements you can send to me?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, that's what me and him was talking about earlier, about he can get all my paperwork together. I told him, you know, because I use a factoring company. I was like, you know, a lot of it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of money I didn't factor with them, but I did factor majority of it with him. He's like, shit, that's probably more than enough, really. So.
Yeah, all we really look at is just the actual 3 months of bank statements, just the first page to see the current cash flow. But if you're interested, we do have working capital loans. They're shorter term. Your business was started just in March of this year, so once you, I mean, I could look into a working capital loan for you, but
actually it started in November.
November of last year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just the from what I was able to find on the Secretary of State there, it looks like they have it down as March 20th.
What it is, you know, when you change your business to an LLC, it basically starts over.
Right.
But I've been going for a while as DBA before I became LLC.
Gotcha. Okay, well, in the future, I can look into a working capital loan for you, too. It's just a cash loan. That you can use the funds for fuel, tires, whatever you want to use it for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we can look into that. But usually they like to see about 6 months of bank statements first.
Oh yeah, we can make it happen if you got shit going on like that. But like I said, you know, due to the fact that I had got all this stuff, you know what I'm saying, it made my credit look bad when my credit ain't really bad, but due to the fact that I can't get all them hits from getting this truck and bleeding one credit cards and shit like that, business credit cards and stuff, it just make it look like that. So, and that's what I was telling him. I have to literally wait till it comes back up. But then, and that's what hurts me. You know what I'm saying? It's not really that the fact that I don't make money. It's just my credibility just look bad because I got a lot of inquiries.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I'm pretty good with credit, too, if there's anything on there. I mean, there was a medical collection you're probably not even aware of that I could give you some information on. But other than that, I mean, looks like you missed, you had a 30-day late on a credit card or something like that. No big deal. Just a few things here and there. But
30 days late, That can't be true. I ain't never missed a credit card deal.
Believe it or not, this was way back in 2010. That's how far back look. But I mean, it's no big deal. That shouldn't be affecting anything right now. Everything else looks pretty good. Your revolving available is 39%. So you're a little bit high on your credit cards, but.
That's that. You know how they say, if you can make it out of your first year as a business owner, then you're good.
Absolutely.
I'm in that right now.
Nah, I hear you. Well, the good news is, whatever you're paying right now to lease a trailer, it's going to be, I mean, the payment on this is going to be less. We could even go, I could probably go a 3-year term or 4-year term or 5-year term for you. And pay it off sooner, then you'll save yourself quite a bit. But, yeah, we just have to make sure that this trailer is used for intrastate within the state of Texas. So take it, the truck you have now, that's that truck is it's got a sleeper on it, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of truck is that?
It's a Kenworth 2011.
2011 Kenworth. Alrighty.
So I mean, as far as that go, I couldn't put insurance on it for my IFTA on the trailer.
You couldn't do what now? I'm sorry?
put IFTA on the trailer at all?
I'm confused on what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe the truck and trailer, two different things. You know, I have a deal in that caliber of it, but I know about the paperwork as far as the truck. But
Yeah, we'd have to have proof of insurance. All you have to do for me is just give me your agent's name, and I can give them the information we need for the insurance. Of course, I'll show you as well, too. But I'll get that information once I get the loan documents for you. But I think, so you said your dispatch will actually have the 3 months of bank statements?
Yeah, he can get them for you, and he can tell you a lot more of what you need to know than I can. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? If, I mean, $500 a month, that's pushing it for me, but anything below that, I'm pretty sure I could do that easy.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be less than that. You know, it should be quite a bit less than that.
If it's less than that, shit, it's probably going to be paid for ahead of time.
So. Okay. Well, you know, I'd recommend, this is just me, but I recommend you just pay on it to keep your cash flow coming to you in case something happens. And then, you know, or maybe in your, once you hit your two-year mark, you're going to qualify for more traditional rates and everything like that too. I mean, the rate's not going to be bad at this point by any means, but once you hit your two-year mark, it's a whole different world. So I'll definitely be here for you then, and we can look into some other options for you too. But,
oh, yeah, the question I wanted to ask, why can only be inside the state? Well, why is that?
Because just the underwriting rules for pretty much any bank out there, if you have less than two power units, if you have less than two trucks, they require it to be intrastate. If you had two trucks, it'd be no problem. But because you have less than two, it's a silly rule. It doesn't make sense to me. I guess it's because they think if you're an owner-operator and
Do I have to literally show proof or paper of it, or does it have to be on my USDOT saying, hey, I got two trucks and three people, and they take that?
Usually what they use for that would be your insurance declaration page. So it just shows you have insurance.
So they have to show it on the insurance that I got two trucks insured.
Or some other route. Yeah, I mean, usually the best thing they use is just an insurance declaration page. It has a list of everything you have insured. Do you have two insured now, or just the one?
I have one. I tried to get somebody on. I got him insured for that second, but I pulled it off because they didn't take people in Georgia. So.
Oh, gotcha. Huh. Interesting.
But it was on there. So
we should be able to get around this.
If I could show it. And they ain't got to say, well, I need to see, you know, all the payments you made on the insurance with that truck. Then I might can pull it off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, if you have
Because actually, I never changed it because I ain't had time to go back in there and change it. So it's showing that I got two trucks and three people. So.
You know, that's probably the best route. If we can go that route, then.
You actually can go and check on my USDOT thing right now, and it'll tell you I got two trucks to three people right now.
Yeah, I saw that on the Safer web, I think. I looked.
Oh, you did? Yeah, so you already went on there. Yeah.
But, do you have the name of the insurance, your insurance?
Yeah, it's Hallmark.
Oh, that's right, Hallmark. And do you know the number or someone I can speak to there?
I can give you my agent's number.
Yeah, perfect. That'll be fine.
Give me one second. It's 512-634-6088.
Alrighty. And what is there anyone there in particular I should speak to, or?
James McCoin.
James McCoin. James McCoin. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll give him a call and see if he can get the insurance declaration page. I guess my only concern is that if you're not the one financing it, I don't know if they'll want to see that or not, you know what I mean? But I'll get it figured out for you. We'll get this done one way or another. And
What do you mean if I'm not the one financing it?
Well, if it shows up on your insurance declaration page, I mean, it should be fine. I just don't know if they're going to want to look further and see who actually owns the truck, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking about as far as another truck, or you talking about this truck right here?
Now, your truck right now, I know that you own and you finance and everything, but as far as the other one that shows up on your insurance that you have insured,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because we're trying to show two power units, actually, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Is there any way that it could be a different clause in it if I lease to my company?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be fine with just the declaration page, actually. As long as there's...
Because I was told once before through somebody that, you know, I could donate my truck, or I can lease my truck on to my company, or something like that of that nature. And I was like, because it's under my name, but if I lease it to my company, then it'll be under Smith & Son instead of James A. Smith, like what GE Capital got.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if that makes a difference, then just let me know or something. I don't know. Just trying to make something happen, man. I'm just living day by day trying to get something to work. That's all.
Nah, I should be able to get this done for you. It shouldn't be a problem. As far as there was one other question I had for you. Oh yeah, how much would you make with buying the trailer? You mentioned that you'd make quite a bit more if you had your own trailer.
Yeah, I actually would, because you consider this is how I figure, and my wife agreed. You figure, like, now I got this loadout trailer. It got to be in Tennessee. It actually got to be in Tennessee Saturday, but my dispatcher persuaded them to give me to Monday to drop it off in Tennessee. Well, I'm going to take this. I'm going to run a load back to Texas, and then I'm going to get a load that's going to Tennessee paying not really that much, maybe $1,000, you know, just because of my MC and the caliber of who I am. But they also got a load going to Dallas that pays $2,300 that go to Florida. Now, if I didn't have to drop this trail off to Tennessee, I would have took that load to Florida. $2,300?
Yeah,
you figure me having no choice but to take something around $800 to $1,000 to Tennessee, and that's on the good end. That's just because they like it. Or me taking something from Dallas to Florida, paying $2,300, maybe $19 to $17 at the lowest. Well, what would you rather do? And if you had it, if I could keep this trailer for as long as I want to keep it, where would I go? To Tennessee, or would I go to Florida just because I can?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Yeah, you'd be going to Florida in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no problem. And then I get the weekend off, so I can actually leave Sunday, maybe Sunday morning, and I'll still make it there. Because I always drive about 11 hours a day, regardless.
Perfect, then.
That's easy for me.
All right, well, that makes sense. And
the money can be made, you know what I'm saying? That ain't no problem. It's just having its convenience and stability. If I'm able to sit one place and I ain't got to do something for somebody else, I make a lot more money than having to go do something for somebody else, and then I got to go regroup, and that takes a whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a long drive all the way to Tennessee and back.
Yeah, and hopefully I can find a trailer in that area. If I can't, then I got to drive 300, 400 miles just to pick up a trailer, and then I got to get a load. So that's the difference. And by doing that, I don't lost $400 just in diesel.
All right, well, sounds good to me. I'm going to give your dispatcher a call and ask for those bank statements, and we'll get this figured out for you, buddy.
Okay.
If this number showed up on your call ID, it's my direct number. Do you have an email address, too, you like to use? I found one online, but it got kicked back to me. It was Big Silver or something, but...
Yeah, Big B Silver. He probably didn't write it down right.
Well, there's one on the web somewhere out there, so, but it's just B Silver 83 at Hotmail.
Oh no, that's Hotmail, but it should say B Silver. That's something that somebody else wrote. They always make a mistake with that. I don't know why. When people write it down, they make a mistake on it. So it's probably a mistake that somebody made, an error. But it's actually, it's B as in boy, I as in ice, G as in gold, B as in boy, S as in silk, I as in ice, L as in lavender, B as in vinyl, E as in echo, R as in Roger, 83@gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay. All right, I've got that right, and this is the best number to reach you at then.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have an office number or anything like that?
No, this is my business phone, my personal phone. You ain't talking to me on that. Don't nobody have that.
That's for your wife, right?
Pretty much.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, do you have your federal tax ID number also? You know that off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. I might give it to you. Give me a second. Doing some suicide stuff right now.
Yeah, be careful, buddy. Out here in California, if you're on your cell phone, they'll nail you.
Shoot, I don't believe in that. I always talk with a Bluetooth.
Yeah, I do too. Everyone makes fun of you, like, always wearing your Bluetooth, but I'm like, you know what? It's convenient. I can use my hands, and I can actually hear people better too. So. When I call my mom, because I moved away from Texas, she says I talk fast and I have a Yankee accent now. So
a different state of changes.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't lived in Texas since 1995, so it's been over 20 years, you know?
I'm from Alabama, and I actually talk countryer now than I did then. you ready for it? I got it.
Just one second. Let me get into that section here. Well, where'd it go? They changed my computer system here, and it's not in there anywhere. I'll just write it down, actually. All right, go ahead.
It's 4753063487.
So I got 4753063487.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get on this for you right away, man. James, this is my direct number. Like I said, and I'll shoot an email to you right now if you get an email on your phone or something like that. If it's easier for you to email me.
Okay. Yeah. That way I can lock it in. You can call my dispatcher now, because if you aren't, then I ain't gonna call him.
Yep. Okay. I'll give him a call right now.
Okay.
All right, buddy. We'll drive safe out there. I'll be in.